In John chapter 15, verse 1, we have the scripture that says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. And it goes on and talks about the branches. And down in verse 8 it says, Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit. So shall ye be my disciples. So are we fruit bearing this morning? I trust we are. I'd like to look a little bit in a few Old Testament scriptures. In Exodus 23, verse 16, it talks about two feasts that they observed in the Old Testament that related to the harvest. In verse 15, it talks about the Feast of Unleavened Bread. And then in verse 16 of Exodus 23, it says, And the Feast of Harvest, the first fruits of thy labors, which thou hast sown in the field, and the Feast of Ingathering, which is in the end of the year, when thou hast gathered in thy labors out of the field. So we have two feasts. One was at the beginning of harvest time, when they brought the first fruits. And it was a time of rejoicing. And then the Feast of Ingathering, that was at the end of harvest. There are other terms for the feasts. In Deuteronomy 16, 9 through 15, it explains more about these feasts. The Feast of Harvest was also called Feast of Weeks, and in New Testament, the Day of Pentecost. And the Feast of Ingathering was also a Feast of Tabernacles. In Deuteronomy, it clearly talks about it is a time of celebration, these feasts, of rejoicing before the Lord as we bring the first fruits in faith that the Lord will continue the harvest to its completion. And then when the harvest is complete, to rejoice before the Lord, knowing that He has supplied for our needs for another year. This morning we have a baptism service, and there are a variety of responses possible to a baptism service. One is we look at it as a solemn thing that we do to baptize people. It is serious. The seriousness of saying no to the world and of saying yes to Jesus Christ, we will follow Him. It's saying, yes, I will abide in the true vine. That's where I'm going to get my nourishment and nutrients so I can produce fruit. In some places today, and some of our forefathers would have faced a decision like this, not lightly. It meant if the right people, or the wrong people, if you want to say it that way, find out about it, you become a hunted person. Your life is on the line, so to speak. And so it is a solemn occasion. But it is also a celebration this morning. And in celebration, we're not talking about a lighthearted giddiness, but a celebration expressing our thankfulness to God for the harvest that is starting here. And trusting the Lord for the completion of that harvest as well. And I look at those who will be baptized this morning as sort of, it's the beginning of harvest time. And we're looking and trusting to the Lord for the continued harvest, the continued producing of fruit. In the book, In My Father's Vineyard by Wayne Jacobson, I'd like to read a bit from that. Says, celebration is just as much a part of the vineyard as diligence and perseverance. Not surprisingly, harvest and celebration are closely connected throughout Scripture. In an agrarian society that predated cold storage and prepackaged food, the harvest was next year's lifeline. At harvest time, the previous year's food supply, paced to last through the entire year, would be running low. That's not easy for us to grasp when our supermarkets are loaded with food every day of the year. How can we recognize the vulnerability of the harvest when we can replace a frost-devastated citrus crop in California by shipping oranges from Florida, or vice versa? For a society without such luxuries, harvest was a time of fervent celebration and thanksgiving. In fact, God ordained two feasts to bracket the harvest. The feast of harvest came at the beginning, when the precious first fruits were offered to God in thankfulness for another crop. The feast of ingathering marked the successful completion of the harvest itself. Both were to be celebrated before God. He, not nature, had provided bountifully for the year to come. Could say maybe God worked through nature, but it is God as the source who brings the harvest. His faithfulness was truly cause for rejoicing. It is all his doing. That's why we mark it with celebration. And so this morning we see the service as, rightly so, as a time of celebration. Not just celebration, but it is that as well. Now looking at a little bit different aspect, there's one chapter in here that's entitled, Fruit Doesn't Lie. In every grape, the history of the vine is told. If it was a good year and the vineyard was properly cared for, the fruit will burst with sweetness. If the vineyard was neglected, the fruit will be small and tart. Fruit doesn't lie. If we resisted the master when he sought to train us to the wire, or we cast off our fruit in the weariness of summer's heat, the harvest will reveal what has happened. If we stay just close enough to Jesus to survive, our fruit, if any, will be pale and tasteless. Worse yet, if we only pretended to draw life from Christ, but in fact resisted his work in us while serving ourselves, our fruit will bear our own likeness and not his. Fruit doesn't lie. It expresses the life of the vine. That's why Scripture views the harvest in both positive and negative terms. It demonstrates the quality of our lives, whether good or bad. In Isaiah 5, the first two verses, says, Now will I sing to my well-beloved a song of my beloved, touching his vineyard. My well-beloved hath a vineyard in a very fruitful hill, and he fenced it and gathered out the stones thereof, and planted with the choicest vine, and built a tower in the midst of it, and also made a winepress therein. And he looked that it should bring forth grapes, and it brought forth wild grapes. It didn't bring forth what the husbandman was anticipating. What was wrong? In John 15, verse 1, Jesus said, I am the true vine. By implication, there are false vines as well that we can tap into. The true vine, Jesus Christ, he provides the right nutrients to produce fruit that is sweet and is good. If we tap into another vine for our nutrients, whether it's entertainment, sports, you name it, the result will not be good fruit if Jesus is not the vine. The fruit will be bitter and sour. It'll be thrown away. And in John 15, repeatedly, the message is, abide in the vine. And again, where does the vine start and where does the vine stop and the branch start? They're growing together and there's not a clear line of demarcation where one stops and the other starts. But there's a blending, there's a oneness there. And the deeper our relationship is with Jesus Christ, the more we abide in him, the more there's a oneness where there's no more a clear demarcation of this is Dwight, this is Jesus, but there's more of a blending the more I abide in him. He is the true vine. And as we bear fruit, it brings glory to the Father. In the Sunday school lesson this morning, I like the way it ended. Nothing can separate us. Nothing can separate us from the true vine except our personal choices. Our personal choices can do that. But other than that, nothing can separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. And so my encouragement to each one of us this morning, and especially to the ones who are baptized, abide in that vine. Develop that connection, abiding, so that as you go through life, the harvest can continue, and there's more and more oneness with Jesus Christ. I invite you to kneel in prayer with me. Father in heaven, we thank you that Jesus Christ is the true vine. And Lord, give us a vision of just abiding more and more in that vine so that we can more faithfully produce fruit that glorifies you, the Father. Thank you for this time this morning, a time of celebration, a time of joy. And I just pray that you would bless the ones who will be baptized with your strength and grace and help them during this time of beginning of harvest, that they would continue to produce fruit to the completion of harvest when you gather them into yourself. So Lord, bless the service this morning and pray that you would be glorified in every aspect of this service. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.